This episode is brought to you by the Marine Corps Association and Modern Day Marine, calling all Marines and their families. Gear up for the Modern Day Marine Expo at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center, going April 30th to May 2nd. Uncover the latest military innovations, and don't miss the exclusive Military Spouse Summit. Hear firsthand from leaders about policies impacting and supporting Marine Corps families. It's your chance to be informed and connected. Secure your spot today. Visit MarineMilitaryExpos.com for more details and to register. That's MarineMilitaryExpos.com.
Hey, Scuttlebutt listeners. Thank you for joining us. I am Vic. I'm here with Nancy.
Hi, everyone.
And we are well into our newest segment, Catching Up with Old Friends. And I'm super excited to be catching up with our old friend, Liz Hartman. Liz, how you doing?
Great, Vic. How are you?
I'm doing so good. So you've been doing a lot of traveling, so it's awesome that we're able to catch you. You are currently in North Carolina now.
Yes, sir.
And you just came from...
Just got back from the American Legion's Washington Conference, which was an opportunity essentially for all American Legion members to come to the Hill and learn about what the American Legion is doing on the Hill and in D.C.
And are you actually in front of like policymakers and Congress and Senate types, or just staffers, or what's the audience?
So the intent of the conference is that on day one, everybody comes in and learns. They go to a legislative meeting or a national security meeting or a VA meeting. And then on day two, they're supposed to schedule meetings on the Hill with their congressmen, with their senators. If they can't get them, we encourage them to meet with their staff.
Okay.
And so how did that go? How did the meetings go? Oop, pause for dramatic effect.
Sorry.
I think you're going through a tunnel, Liz. How was that?
Yeah, so I'm here. Okay, so how did the meetings go? It is always wonderful to see those hats and those caps that we talked about in our last meeting, quote unquote, storming the Hill, even though I can't say that anymore. That is what I want to see, right? My dream at night is a sea of hats on the Hill, just because veterans are not represented. So anytime I see one, it's a win. I will say I'd like to see more. I'm always going to push for greater representation, especially on some of the issues that more directly impact the younger generation of veterans. Females are the largest and fastest growing veteran population right now. I'd love to see more women on the Hill with their crazy little hats on. But otherwise, it was a tremendous opportunity for the veterans to meet with their staff and, you know, speak their minds.
Let me ask you this.
Wait, hold on, Nancy. Before we dive too far into the current events, just for our listeners who may have missed Liz's first appearance on the show, and if you did, on you.
Yeah.
Go back.
Good point, Vic.
We are like, it will blow your mind on how transformative the American Legion has become. It's much more than just piss cutters and old gray beards drinking beer, which is nothing wrong with that. That is actually fantastic, but it is so much more. Liz is the president and commander, of Post
539.
Yeah. 539 in North Kakalaka. Take love your shirt off, spin around your head like a helicopter.
I love
it. And so, Liz, love some Pete Pablo. Can't, you know, got him to represent. But, Liz, if you could just tell us a little bit, former Marine, former linguist.
Former Marine, stuff. Not a former Marine, right? We're always Marines. And I think I like to bring the Marine Corps with me every day, just be like aggressive everywhere I go. Former Marine, used to work for the State Department, and now I'm a very boring financial advisor who looks at numbers all day. I am the post commander for 539 in Eastern North Carolina. For the VFW listeners, that's close to post 2514 in New Bern, North Carolina. And we are one of the youngest and most active American Legion posts in the state. Very proud of it. We've got a great group of guys, great programming here. And I'm also heavily involved with just defense and veterans advocacy across the state and across the nation.
And you were a spouse of the year in 22?
Yeah, time flies. Right? I was. My good old Gunnery Sergeant Hanky, shout out Fort Lee, Fort Greg Adams, whatever it's called now. That's where he's stationed. The wife of the year.
Awesome. And then you guys are just doing a ton of stuff. Again, it's not just war stories at the bar. You guys are doing hikes. You're doing advocacy. Tell us a little bit about some of the recent events that you guys have had.
Our biggest event, and I'm going to tell this event every time you let me, is our 22-mile hike from Maysville, North Carolina to New Bern. It is such a pivotal part of our post because it is a way that we show the community, like you can see us on the street walking and marching to show veterans you always have a community. You can always join us. And I love our annual hike because it's not just veterans. It's not just post members. It is random businessmen in the city who come out and hike with us to show, hey, we want to hire veterans. We're veteran friendly too. And then the money we raised from that, the city actually just gave us a check for $7,700, which for a post is a pretty big deal. And
that's great.
It's great. So that money this year is going to cover the cost, a portion of it, of rising seniors, so junior high school men, to go to a week-long program in Central North Carolina to learn about the Constitution, to learn about local, state, federal governments, the American Legion Boys State Program.
Wow. I am
so proud of this because we hear every day, you know, people frustrated that they don't think the Constitution or our founding documents are being taught. People just don't know about the government. So it was really great for the post to be able to adopt this and really lean into these Americanism programs also.
That's amazing. Yeah. And speaking about maybe Americans not getting all the education they should or educating themselves about our political process, I was talking to a friend yesterday who works on a college campus and said she had to explain to one of the students there, a college student, about the primary process in America. This student had no understanding of what the primaries were. Mind blown, right?
Mind blown. And so I think 539's mission has always been to bring action to these concerns. We see the problems, and so we're ready to tackle them rather than just say, right? We're not just old men drinking and complaining in a bar.
My brother says activism isn't going out and marching. Activism is actually making something happen.
It's doing stuff. Amen.
Doing. That's right. Yeah. So that's great.
Also vote in the primary if you're listening to
this. Yeah, I like that.
Good plug, Nancy.
Yeah, I like
vote
that.
If you know,
something.
Educate yourself and vote.
Yeah, I like that idea of doing something vice making something happen, because as we've seen in this current climate, actually making something happen, even when you have consensus, seems exceedingly difficult, but it's not stopping there and it's not being so discouraged that you just stop. Like, you can't just walk away from it. So I like that idea of doing something vice making something happen. That's a good distinction, I think.
I agree.
So Nate, I'm sorry. So I cut you off. So Nancy, you were going to talk about the conference here in DC.
Yeah. Well, I was going to talk a little about you. You spoke about how you want to see more veterans in their fantastic American Legion hats, you know, there and getting involved. What are you seeing in terms of veteran elected officials? Because I'm kind of hearing, and I don't know if it's just people are getting in touch with me like, hey, you need to talk to this person. You know, you need to talk to this person. I'm hearing a lot more now than I've heard ever before about veterans running for office.
I also am hearing about it more than I've ever heard about it before. But when we pull the numbers of how many veterans are in Congress, it's still incredibly low and it's not at some record-breaking high. So I'm not sure if that's just the community we're in, right? Where we're in a bubble and we always hear about veterans.
Right.
And we're also finally hitting this point where I hate to admit it, but global war on terror veterans, we're not the young ones anymore, right? Our kids are graduating high school. Some of us are.
Don't you say that, Liz. Don't you say that.
It's the truth, Vic. I mean, there are global war on terror veterans who are in their 60s, well in their 50s. They now have time. They're retired. They can now go run for Congress. And I think that's sort of what we're seeing. We just have more time on our hands now.
Yeah, we had a guest recently on, Atif Carney, and he, you know, again, veteran Marine. He's a he was in, with he was during, in Iraq during the push. Anyhow, he's running for 10th district here, local in Northern Virginia, and we were crunching some of the numbers with him, and it's like. I think after World War II in Korea, the numbers during the 70s and 80s were like 60 or 70% of Congress people had, even if they weren't combat vets, had at least worn the uniform
and now
in some form or fashion. It's like
17%. Wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculously low. It's below 20. I remember that. And so it's really great to hear that there's some that are considering running. I wonder about, because it just seems like veterans being so mission focused have that ability to cross party lines because I need to get stuff done. And I understand service and sacrifice. I almost wonder, and from your perspective where you're sort of in, but you're kind of out, what are your thoughts on that sort of energy in being infused in this area where people are very successful, not finding compromise? You think that veterans coming in are almost seen as like people that would upset the current order and maybe unseat some of the power structures?
Yeah, and I can speak to that personally. I have never held back on my platforms. If it's been on my mind and it's been on my heart, I've spoken freely about it. And as time has progressed, I have taken more and more heat. When, if you look at my history, you know, I've bashed Democrats when I thought they've been wrong, and I've bashed Republicans when I thought they've been wrong. But still, there seems to be this trend in America where individuals cannot see that you are bashing them all. They're only going to read what they want to read. As for Congress, there's one political issue in particular that I think both sides benefit from no compromise. You know, there are issues in America where if it's fixed, they have nothing to argue about on the television, especially in an election year, trying to rally their votes. I don't know if that's directly tied, but now you've got me thinking about it. I think veterans also get very frustrated when we can't push things through, when we can't see that change happen. So that could absolutely be why we see them not.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just don't want to deal with the BS, Vic. Like, maybe we just see it and we're like, screw this.
For sure. Like, I can definitely attest to having a very, you know, my fun meter has been pegged for quite some time right now at this point. So I can definitely sympathize with anyone who's just like, I couldn't. I still need time to sort of catch my breath. But at the same time, I want. Under two, like where the like sort of our culture right now is so fixated on people becoming a brand, and that kind of mentality is so driven out of you, like right at boot camp, that like your brand is what you wear on your chest, not on the left side of your chest, not on the right side. And so I wonder again, like if it's just, it's almost like veterans have become countercultural.
Oh, I think being
wow,
a veteran,
well, that's
is
a great point.
And you should name this entire podcast that, because whew, now that we're going there, Vic, I don't think it's just being a veteran that's countercultural. Because when you say we are what's on our uniform, that changes once we take off the uniform. We become Americans, right? I was an American as Marine, but Marines get it, right? We eat, breathe, sleep Marine Corps. It's countercultural to be an American and to be a proud American nonetheless. And so I don't know where to move forward with that. That's my frustration. How do you take that I believe you're absolutely correct. How do you take being a proud veteran and being a proud American and deal with the fact that it seems to be the least cool thing in the world right now?
Yeah.
Asking the hard questions. Neither of us has a response or an answer for that.
We're gonna take a quick break and watch some cat videos to like
I don't have the right answer. I think there is this general apathy where people just want to fight the easy fights. I talked about this recently online. Why aren't we chasing the hard fights? I've got to shout out the VFW for a second, which I know is rare because normally I'm proud American Legion. It has been such a breath of fresh air lately to see the VFW rage on the Hill. I mean, their team is, I don't have a better word for it. They are looking for what is most impactful for their constituents, which are veterans, and they are fighting for it ruthlessly. I mean, I wake up, can listen to one of their speeches, and I literally want to go run through a wall. The VFW has honed this energy of, you know, we don't care who we upset. We're going to fight for what's right. And we're proud to be veterans. And we're proud to be strong advocates. And I wish I could just, I don't know, capture their essence and share it with everyone so that all veterans, all Americans, were proud of their roots and were proud to fight for what they believe in.
What are some of those issues?
So the biggest issue that the VFW is tackling, unlike any other, in my opinion, is protecting veterans from predatory actors. There are, particularly in the wake of the PACT Act, you know, unscrupulous actors came out of the woodwork. I just use soft terms. I said unscrupulous and predatory. The VFW would yell at me and say, no, Liz, they're criminals. They're actively violating the law. So what we're seeing is these people come in and they say, hey, Vic, I know you're disabled. Let me help you get your higher disability rating. It's only going to take about $12,500. Can you give me 12 grand? I'll get it done for you. But then once you pay them, they're telling you, please ignore any legitimate malady. I'm only going to push you through for the things that we know we can get a higher rating for quickly, which at that point, we're hitting fraud on multiple levels, right? You're not allowed to charge a veteran for their claim. Second, I'm telling a veteran to lie, which downstream impacts make us all look terrible. Doesn't help us at all.
Yep.
And then third, what everyone is skipping is that if Vic doesn't get that higher rating, they don't help on appeals because they are burning and churning. Their business model, it does not help to be holistic. What I always say is that we all hate the VA, right? We all have days where we want to like throw a tomato at the VA. But the VA is the best we've got because it's non-predatorial. It's non-adversarial, meaning when you go into the VA, they don't view you as a number, they view you as a human. A company that is publicly traded, that has monetized veterans, views you as a number and they view you as a dollar. And so the VA is just waging war against these actors, and it has been a breath of fresh air to see.
Are you talking also in part about the claim sharks?
Yes, claim sharks in particular. They have an entire don't feed the sharks. I mean, they were getting kicked out of meetings on the Hill. They literally got kicked out of the press club. Absolutely motivating. It gave Smedley Butler, for anybody who remembers General Butler on the Hill. It was, they're crushing it. Their entire team. This is the one time I'll say it. If you're listening to this and you are not a VFW member and you questioned why you should join them, you should join them to help support their advocacy on the Hill because they are nailing it.
Awesome. Awesome. That's so great to hear. As we are talking about catching up with folks and talking about people who are doing the hard work, because like you were mentioning, like it is really easy to just do the easy thing. And not to say that like maintaining your home and being a good spouse and being a good parent isn't like unbelievably difficult.
Yeah, that's also very difficult.
But to then go out and then try to be that for other people or advocate for other people to have those opportunities. I'm thinking about your partnership. Am I saying it right with partnerships? But as far as catching up, like you and Tom Schumann are, at least online, you guys seem pretty close. What's that been like?
Yes. Yeah, so I'll be honest, DC is a swamp. For anybody listening to this, it just drains your soul of any happiness and peace. So I try to recharge by going into nature. I've been very active in the fall and outdoors, and then all of a sudden Patrol Base Abade came across my desk one day, and I started looking into their mission. Of course, Lieutenant Colonel Schumann, he was recently promoted, did found Patrol Base Abade, and it has been wonderful. So I've been trying to use my platform where I can to talk about that, to talk about their mission. Their goal is to take any veteran, which is incredibly unique. You can be a reservist, active, never served a day, like any veteran, you could be a Lance Corporal, Lieutenant Colonel, doesn't matter, and let them quote unquote return to base. They have this massive property where you can go fishing, you can go boxing, you can go read a book and talk about it, anything you want to do. The goal is to return to base, recharge, find your community, but it doesn't stop there. Why I love Patrol Base Abade, they then have you fill a sandbag and write on the sandbag what you're going to do when you get back to your community. And that can be your spouse's name. You're going to go back and try to be a better spouse. It can be your kids, try to be a better parent. Or it can be, I'm going to go back and I'm going to write American Legion because I want to pour myself into my community that way. Their pillar is service. And he hit the nail on the head in founding Patrol Base Abade when he realized veterans need purpose. And that is one of the biggest reasons we see the high suicide rates is because veterans lose that purpose. So I don't know if we'd call it a partnership, but I am Lieutenant Colonel Schumann's biggest fan. And I do love everything Patrol Base Abade does. I highly encourage, you know, there's no cost to join them. You can be anyone who served in the military, any branch. Highly encourage folks to look into that nonprofit because they are one of the up and comers.
And they also do some things in addition to that return to base. I know they have the PB Abate book club. That's
yes,
a virtual thing. I'm sure there are other things. I just happen to be more familiar with the book club.
So they also have local clubs based on cities or based on themes. So they've got the book club, which is huge. You can hop on one of their Zooms. They also, their book club has expanded to sending books to local bases so that our warfighters can dive into past history, past conflicts. That book club, I have never seen a book club penetrate the military and veteran market quite as well as the Patrol Base Abade book club. They have their own Instagram. It's PBA Book Club 1010. Recommend looking into it. They're phenomenal.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of stuff. You know, I'm embarrassed to say that, one, I'm so happy that we're sort of in Tom Schumann's orbit because he's just someone that you just want to know because he has a level of caring that's like unheard of, especially from an infantry officer.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sorry. I don't know if you saw his, that is my dog for everybody hearing something like coughing and choking. I'm trying to silence him. I don't know if you guys saw. One second.
It's all right. You don't have to silence him. We're good. We're totally good.
Just figure you can edit this out for a second. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's
yeah, staying. It's this fine.
I'm sure it's there.
He's very protective at the office. I don't know if you guys saw Tom's most recent Instagram post, but he said every time he posts, you have to read it 17 times because it's so powerful. He said leadership.
I saw it, yeah.
The one that leadership is simple, it's not easy. I was like, yeah. Tom, this is next level. And he wrote a letter to his Marine's parents so that they would, I mean, it's leadership that I don't think we see often. And so when you do see leadership like Tom's, you're sort of taken aback because you want to learn.
Yeah, he's definitely next level. Yeah, as far as like PB Abate, you know, I was trying to get in with them because like you were saying, like, they have this whole online forum thing so you can, you know, interact and maintain a community online. And then if there's enough folks in your area, you could actually create a sort of chapter of whatever it is, be it a book club or whatever. And I was thinking of doing a Bible study in that vein and then life. And that's what I'm embarrassed to say that, like, I sort of dropped off of their radar. But it's something that I am definitely drawn to. I think that it's so, so valuable. Because I, like you were saying, Liz, it gives you that purpose, but also gives you that community. And I think like you were mentioning, those are the two things we talk veterans and mental health that, it's so easy when you're in uniform to lose sight of that. And then because you're already in, you've got both of those things that are inherent with your everyday job. And so once those things go away, then all that stuff that's inside that you've been able to sort of mask just like comes out, but then you're absent of those things that would help you, you know, RTB. And so anyways, I think it's such a great thing. It's something I definitely want to, like, I need to carve time to get back into what they're doing there.
Well, now we can peer pressure you because you said this out loud.
Yeah.
That's the first
time. I was just going to say that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Not only did he say it out loud.
Oh, you guys.
It's public. I mean, you're going to be, you've just been recorded saying it. So I think it's a great idea.
I love it. And it's definitely missing.
Editing.
I haven't seen one. You can't cut it out. You can only cut the dog out. I haven't seen a Bible verse one yet, or a Bible study one. So I think that'd be great.
Yeah. It'd be cool. So Liz, I know obviously you're in the office. We could probably be here all day, especially if I were drinking, then I would definitely.
I cleared my schedule for you for like an hour and a half. Go on. You got me.
So what else is going on? So I had a really quick question. So looking at your LinkedIn stuff, you have a really great picture of you in DC with some Marine officers. Was one of them Riley Tjack?
Yes. You're connecting the dots. Yes. They, I believe, and I'm going to butcher this, but I believe all of those women were brought to DC because they're leading influencers. Yes. And I just saw the post about her simultaneously juggling being a Olympic athlete with being a Marine.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it.
Yeah. Well, we actually interviewed her. The episode will be coming out at the time of this recording, like tomorrow. She broke her foot like 2 weeks before trials.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
And
tune in.
She's gone through the whole season like that. Yeah.
Tune in. It's an amazing story. And you're just like, what is, like, who are you? Yeah. It's amazing.
The Marine Corps has been doing this phenomenal job of highlighting these men and women who, yeah, they wear a uniform. Yes, they are incredible Marines, but they are so much more. And I think that's what's so beautiful about the Marine Corps is that, go back to Tom Schuman, right? We have these brains that we can learn from. We have her that we can learn from. You can join the Marine Corps and still chase whatever you want to chase and do it all. But yes, she was in that photo.
Yeah, Gunny Jan, that's so cool.
Was in the photo too. She's at Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point right now. She's another big military influencer. There's a whole bunch of them in that picture.
That's so cool.
Rub shoulders with some really cool people. Yeah.
I'm lucky to be
around. Go ahead, Vic. Sorry about that.
Oh, all good. Yeah, I want to hear all about the shoulder rubbing.
That was it. There's nothing more for you, Vic. That was it. It was a shoulder rub. That was it.
So, being that you were in DC recently, you said you're planning on coming back up for another.
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
The VFW's DC conference. I am so excited. It's my first year ever doing both. Cannot wait to see, you know, everybody pits veteran service organizations as enemies, which I think is incredibly toxic. We have so much we can learn from one another. And with the declining population, we need to band together now more than ever. So I'm excited to come back up and, you know, see what the VFW does, because I think they're crushing it.
And how does that work for you? Do you kind of get like VIP sort of access, or you just...
No.
You're so long for the ride, or how?
No, I don't get VIP access. I think that's sort of what makes my content special, is that I try to give people, you know, here is what it's like to be a general American Legion member. I actually resigned my national appointment for the American Legion on the Marine Corps birthday, November 10th, 2023. And
Simplify, Mac.
And I quoted Smedley Butler at the end of it. It's been really nice. So I try to just represent, we call it the blue cap, right? That's just your general member in the American Legion. I really try to show people what it's like to be a general blue cap member. I think it's problematic if we show people what it's like from the top, because that's not what it's like. We all have lives. So I want people to know that you can be involved as much or as little as you want. And that's my goal with, you can get involved, even if it's only a day a year. There's still a place for you in the VFW and the American Legion.
Yeah, amen to that.
That's a good message.
Yeah, I mean, hell, that's the impetus of this show was we saw the, you know, the bookshelves, air quotes there. We're just full of all of these, like you said, sort of the top of the pyramid folks, you know, soft guys who shot Osama bin Laden in the face, or, you know, task force commanders. And all. And those are worthwhile. Don't get me wrong. Like, those are great stories also. But there's just a ton of other stuff that's going on that really matters. And it just sort of gets caught in the current or whatever.
Well, and Vic, I got to say, it sounds like you were actually at the last Patrol Base Abadi event, because that was sort of the message. The message was, those stories are incredible, but when you're just like a lowly Lance Corporal and those are the only stories you see, it makes you feel inadequate and it really makes you start questioning your purpose. Keep those stories out there. They're great, but there's a place for everyone, no matter how long you served on active duty, even if you never served on active duty, there's a place for you. And I don't mean to sort of change the topic and make it political, but it's been on my heart. We have a lot of service members who are being activated at the state level in the Guard and being sent to another state. And I think it's so important to put our political ideologies to the side and realize that those Guardsmen signed up to serve and are now being sent to a foreign location, away from their family, away from their friends, away from their jobs, to a scary environment that they don't know what to expect. And when they separate, they deserve a welcoming place also. And that's a group that puts on a uniform that is way too often overlooked and forgotten. So.
Oh, you're right about that.
Yeah, that's such a good point. I love that perspective, because it is one of those weird things. It's like, you know, for active duty Marine, you know, I'm going to go thousands of miles away. And yeah, obviously there's a ton of challenges that come with that. But once I land and I'm in my patrol base, that's my home. That's my family. There's no conflating. Like there's nothing similar. It's very easy to make that sort of mental break. When I go to my local airport and fly into another U.S. domestic local airport, and then go to a place that I may have visited on vacation, and now I'm in uniform with a weapon. Yeah, it's a little rattling. That's a little jarring. Yeah.
And then you turn on, I mean, maybe it's too much of a comparison, but then you turn on the television, these guardsmen, and see that they're hated. People are forgetting they did not sign up to go do specific activities. Then they're hated on the television.
Well,
heartbreaking.
And they're not making the decision or the choice about where it is they're going to be sent. They signed up, they volunteered, just like both of you did, to do what was asked of you, and now they're doing what's been asked of them.
Yeah, so to Vic's point, whether it's Afghanistan or Texas, I'll say it, please have some empathy and compassion for service members, no matter what the uniform is they're wearing. Because they signed up to serve. They didn't sign up to go do one particular engagement. And then with the Title 32 guys who are activated at the state level, once they separate, they don't receive the same benefits as the Title 10 guys. So they don't receive the same education benefits, the same GI Bill benefits. They don't receive the same housing benefits. And in a lot of veteran service organizations, this is where PB Abadi is so unique, they're not allowed to join. So a lot of organizations require Title 10 service in order to become members. So when they're seeking...
Really?
Yeah. And it's not talked about enough. So when
I didn't know that. I'm embarrassed to say I had no idea. No,
don't be embarrassed to say it. I'm glad that you're asking because not enough people know. So take that thought and then extrapolate it out when you look at like a South Dakota or a North Carolina that has high food insecurity rates, high homelessness rates. It's disproportionately Title 32 guys because they can't go to the same means of recourse or the same organizations that Title 10 guys can. So if you're in one of those states right now that you're just going to have to read between the lines that has your guardsmen traveling somewhere else, make sure you welcome them back with open arms, especially if you're a veteran. Try to make sure they have a place at the table with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Well said. Well said. Thank you for, as always, bringing a new perspective and new point to us and to our listeners.
That's what I'm here for, Nancy.
I feel that.
There's a lot of love. Well, Liz, so where can we find you? So obviously you're pretty prolific on the socials. What are some of your primary ones? LinkedIn, I know, because that's my only.
I use LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the main one. That's where I really speak more at length about issues that impact veterans and military. So if you're looking for me, look for me on LinkedIn. Please grant me grace if I don't respond to you in 7 days on a message. Takes a while.
Or get a podcast.
That sounds like a lot of work, Vic. That's why I've got you guys. I listen to yours and I can come chat with you guys.
It's nothing. We just bust these episodes out. No problem.
I doubt that. Like you guys are incredible. There's no way. It takes a lot of work.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I mean, honestly, the show is just so much better when people like you are on it because of what you're doing off of it. And I can't applaud you enough for all the things that you've done. And yeah, thanks for coming on the show. And as always, you're going to be in touch, man.
Yeah, and thanks for having us Marines on here, no matter where we came from. Thank you guys so much for providing us this platform.
It's our pleasure. Just keep us posted.
I have a special place in my heart for you Marines.
As you should. Oh, I have to tell you one thing before I go. I have a member from New York City who swore he was never going to transfer posts, even though he lived in North Carolina for the past 10 years, because he wanted to hold on to his New York post. He transferred to my post because of your podcast, because he heard me as the post commander, and now he's my finance officer. So thank you.
High five, Vic.
Dude, mission accomplished, man.
Thank you. Bruce, thank you.
Yeah.
That honestly
just brightened my day so much. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys. I'm glad I have a finance officer who's so good now. Thank you.
and thank him for being our one and true listener. So really appreciate that also.
But seriously, thank you for having me.
Oh man, this has been great. So Liz, best of luck to you. Safe travels. And yeah, we'll be in touch.
Awesome. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Attention, Scuttlebutt listeners. Prepare for an incredible experience at the Modern Day Marine Expo, happening April 30th to May 2nd at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center. Dive deep into military advancements and networking. Plus, the Objective One Wargaming Convention is back for its second year. Expect nothing short of awesomeness, so bring your A-game. Don't miss out. Secure your spot now. Also, Nancy, William, and I will be on site recording episodes live from the showroom floor. Come by and say hi. Visit MarineMilitaryExpos.com for more details and to register. That's MarineMilitaryExpos.com. Hope to see you there. We would like to thank the Marine Corps Association and Modern Day Marine for sponsoring this episode. Scuttlebutt is a production of the Marine Corps Association. You have heard the voices or contributions from Major Vic Rubel, USNC retired, Nancy Litchman, and or William Truding, and Elizabeth Hartman. Ty Frazier is the editor, sound engineer, and technical producer. The Marine Corps Association is not an agency of the U.S. government. The opinions expressed in this episode are the personal views of the participants and do not reflect the official position of the United States Marine Corps, Department of Defense, or the Marine Corps Association.